Yeah, great.
Thank you, Yugang. My name is Chukan Lal Mullin. Although a portion of energy received from renewables in Kazakhstan, our overall energy power market is just 6.5%, it's keep growing with an impressive 30 or more than 30% a year annually. And then with this such a pace, it's easily accommodate or more or less meet both the demands and the Paris Agreement goals, but to achieve certain stages on 2030 and 2060. However, as we all perfectly know, it's not a linear process. After 20-25% share of renewables maintaining an energy balance or power balance becomes quite a problem, which would require enormous skill, expertise, and knowledge from the expert, from energy specialists, and overall requires an extremely high quality of an ecosystem. And in a couple of weeks, Kazakhstan is going to hold a referendum on where and if to build a nuclear reactor. And I think most of the experts are prone to think that the answer is going to be positive. So a clear answer that we're going to balance this with the nuclear power. There are many pros and contras of this project. So pros are very clear. We need energy, and we need cheap energy. And I forgot to mention the good news that cost of renewables and energy is pretty compatible. So it's good for the economy, which is pretty, the price of energy, cost of energy is pretty low in Kazakhstan. So among the contras, one of the main counter arguments is that the ecosystem, the quality of specialists, of science and technology education, and on the other hand, launching such a project will push the ecosystem to develop. And I'm very happy to emphasize that just yesterday, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz visited Astana, and it was an agreement signed on launching an Institute of Science and Technology. We all know that we have a post-Soviet system, and the Soviet system is a copy of Prussian-German model of education, starting from Oberrealschule and finishing with all those degrees. So that it's going to be a fantastic natural component for developing such an ecosystem. So this is the main highlight, but what is good that Kazakhstan, we all not only secluded in our paradigm, but also Mr. Scholz visited that Hadrege project driven by a German-Swedish conglomerate on launching a colossal plant of producing hydrogen, then ammonia, then transporting it to Europe, mostly to Germany and Sweden, to consumers, like a 50 billion project investment. There are many technical issues, as usual. However, such good points, so we're going to have a contribution made in expertise from Germany that we really would appreciate. And in return, EU and Kazakhstan are strengthening their ties in the energy sector. Thank you.